They are Christians and Klan members.
They are protesters and pornographers.
They are Americans who spoke their minds
and suffered the consequences.
You'll find out if you try to exercise your freedom, you're not so free.
I'm Matthew Schwartz.
I'm Mike Volo.
This is a podcast about the First Amendment.
This is Unprecedented.
Support for Unprecedented comes from Drexel University Klein School of Law, shaping the law, shaping lawyers, shaping leaders. Drexel.edu/law.
We are on the National Mall.
Okay, how long have you lived there?
I've been in the District of Columbia my entire life.
It's time now for the latest installment of What's with Washington, where WAMU listeners ask us questions about the Washington region. Several listeners, including our own colleague Jonquilin Hill, wrote in wanting to know more about go-go, D.C.'s homegrown music genre.
I want to know how go-go became D.C.'s signature sound and where the genre is now.
Now, to be fair, you could write a dissertation on go-go, its origins in the 60s and 70s, and its cultural impact since. But because there's only so much time, we'll focus on what's been happening since 2012 and the death of go-go legend Chuck Brown. But we should at least define what it is. And for that, we turn to someone who did write her dissertation on go-go, Howard University professor Natalie Hopkinson.
Go-go music is a offshoot of funk, but there's elements of Afro-Latin rhythms, percussion, but the singular sound of go-go is the beat.
It sounds like this.
Give me the bridge now. I feel like bustin' loose.
This is the aforementioned Chuck Brown and his hit Bustin' Loose. Brown is known as the godfather of the genre. He was a mentor to countless DC musicians and a sort of ambassador for the music.
What's most powerful about Chuck was the world he created.
7 years after Brown's death, some of the most boisterous voices in the go-go community can be heard on an internet radio station that broadcasts from the top floor of a little mall in Prince George's County.
I think I'm getting ready to make the news, and I ain't even did nothing.
That's DJ Frank White, working our appearance into his show Coffee and Crank on Go-Go Radio Live. With shows like his, and with videos spreading on social media, go-go's reach is wider than ever.
I have the top go-go show in the United States, and I'm in five different countries.
Fans of go-go can hear their favorite sounds in any number of ways, but how can the genre attract new fans who may struggle to even name a go-go song beyond Bustin' Loose or experience Unlimited's 1988 smash, Da Butt? Hey, White says the next generation will hear about the genre if there's another big radio hit.
It's coming. It's coming. And when it finally does drop, it's going to shock the world.
But go-go is getting to new audiences in other ways, too. In 2015, Rare Essence became the first go-go band to perform at Austin's South by Southwest Music Festival. And this year, members of Rare Essence and Experience Unlimited took to the stage at the BET Awards for a go-go tribute. And some artists are finding audiences by putting a go-go spin on big hits. That's the band New Impressions, with their take on Lil Nas X's Old Town Road. The faster driving percussion behind it is called Bounce Beat. It's taking the go-go world by storm, to the dismay of some purists who lament the reduced role of melody and horns and the fact that Bounce Beat seems almost as influenced by punk as it is by soul and R&B. The new sound doesn't bother Nico Hobson, the owner of Go-Go Radio Live. He says Bounce Beat seems to appeal to younger audiences, and that's just what the genre needs.
The issue is you can't move music forward without involving the youth.
But go-go faces challenges beyond aesthetic disputes over which instruments should get top billing in the latest jam. Natalie Hopkinson says since the 80s, the music has been unfairly tied to issues such as gun violence and drugs. Over the years, local leaders have enacted stricter concert permitting laws and curfews specifically targeted at go-go parties. Hopkinson says that's made live experiences so essential to go-go, harder to find than they were 15 or 20 years ago.
The music became a very easy scapegoat, and so as a result, it really had to be pushed underground.
And it's that history that undergirded the Don't Mute DC dispute this spring. In case you missed it, the controversy started when a resident in a swanky new apartment building in Shaw reportedly asked the neighborhood cell phone store, which has been proudly blaring Go-Go for years, to turn down the volume. To many D.C. residents, it was another attack on the city's unique form of black music, and an example of how gentrification can present a threat to black life in D.C.
No question that it's under attack. It's endangered. But that's because the people are endangered. Like the Chocolate City, the black population in D.C. is endangered. I mean, you had 20,000 black people being displaced between 2000 and 2013, and that pace is only accelerating.
After no small amount of public pressure, Go-Go returned to that intersection in Shaw. Michelle Blackwell, lead singer and manager of The What Band, says Don't Mute DC has given the genre a further boost on top of the attention that followed Brown's passing.
You know, it's reached its apex now, this renaissance that we've been experiencing for the past few years since he passed.
Blackwell has been performing and touring with go-go bands for about two decades, making a living as a go-go musician. And Professor Natalie Hopkinson at Howard says if local leaders embraced go-go the way the local fans have, the genre could sustain more than just performers.
You know, other cities like New Orleans and Nashville, for instance, their music scenes are not a secret. They have not been criminalized and pushed underground. They're actually making money for their cities.
Since Don't Mute DC, it seems like more people are listening. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie has introduced a bill making go-go the official music of the District of Columbia. A public hearing on the bill is scheduled for tomorrow, and Hopkinson and others plan to testify, hoping the entire city can finally catch the groove. This is a cover of Adele's hit, Hello, by the Backyard Band. For WAMU, I'm Jonathan Wilson.
Regional news coverage from WAMU 88.5 is made possible through listener support. You can join with your contribution at WAMU.org. Click the donate button. And thanks.